The Bears are getting some points. They're playing at home, and they've got Large Nick at QB. Bet on the Bears. Come on, you live here. Be a Bears fan. Hey, you may have heard, by the way, that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person. But for a limited time, that requirement has been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. And with FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game. That's my favorite. And once you win, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Well, that's good, too. You get your money right away. So if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either Indy or Chicago to win. That's promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois or Indiana. New users only. Must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $150. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during week four, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good boy.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer. Beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. James Fegan gives us White Sox thoughts in 1 minute on the score.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price of participation may vary.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for Game 2 of the Wild Card Round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Live from the Hyundai Studios, a radio.com sports station. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Two outs in the ninth inning and a two-ball, two-strike count. Hendricks trying to dig deep. Here's his 2-2. Mazzara takes strike three called. And a win a long time coming for the A's franchise that has had so much regular season success and so little in the postseason. Bob Melvin and his team earned this one. What a win today, and what a series win for the Oakland Athletics, and disappointment for the White Sox, who battled hard.
I briefly walked through the clubhouse and I told him, way to battle. Bien peleado. Well fought. There's not a whole lot you can say, because right now they're feeling the loss. You know, they're trying to keep themselves positive, but they fought so hard, it's natural for them to understand now where they're at. Losing is not something that people like to do. They put everything they could on the field today. Every single thing they could have done, they did. And we stretched them to the limit, and they tried to get it done, and it didn't work.
Yeah, and you put some bad players in positions to fail, Ricky. That's Ricky Renteria on a rough day for anybody who cares about the Chicago White Sox. That was no fun. That was tough going through that. Final call from ESPN. I want to read this tweet before we get to James Fegan. This is from Steve Stone, at Steve Stone. The team is only as good as its weakest parts. Making those parts better is a front office decision. No single player or member of management is to blame. Nobody is indispensable. The team is close to being very good. Change is inevitable. Tough decisions are at hand. We wait.
Wow.
Very interesting. Yeah, wow is right. James Fegan, who covers the White Sox for The Athletic, is on Twitter at JR Fegan. He's on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And you know what, James? I have to say, that fits in lockstep with your article in The Athletic, when you write the front office should strive for more in this winter, and every spot where there was a wrong move for their manager to make is ultimately an area they are called to upgrade. And I find that these things fit together nicely in the puzzle of the White Sox future.
Sure. I mean, I don't want to give either side a free pass. Like, on the one hand, every manager is always going to be strategizing around the weak points of the roster in the postseason. You never have the perfect roster in the postseason. But on the other hand, if you don't want Renteria to be kind of shuffling madcap through a bullpen game, an elimination game, then give him, you know, three starters that he feels like he can trust in this situation. If you don't want to see Zach Collins pitch inning in the seventh inning of a playoff game, then you need to have a real production from the DH that he can kind of trust and go to. Like, every place where there was kind of questionable decisions is because there wasn't an A1 option, and that's ultimately, the holes of the roster design are where you wind up guessing the manager.
Isn't that the nature of sports, though? That if you have to manager-proof your team, then you're already behind. And it's generally in those areas where we see deficiencies in coaching or management. And that just happens to be how we get glimpses into what does make a difference, especially in something as attenuated as a playoff game.
Yeah. At the same time, like, I didn't feel this was an especially shallow bullpen. I thought if they didn't have Aaron Bummer and Evan Marshall healthy by the end of the season, that they would be in a bad way. And, you know, to some degrees, the way that they hadn't really, you know, extended Bummer the way that he was, you know, throughout last season, the fact that he only went 22 pitches, maybe that wasn't actually at the height of their powers in terms of extending both those guys. But it wasn't a group that, you know, he was just especially hamstrung, and that, you know, you were just behooved to go down with, Carlos Rodon in a situation where he doesn't seem like he's gotten comfortable yet in the bullpen role, or, you're stuck in a situation where I'm not too hard on them going with Matt Foster in a bases loaded jam, because Matt Foster had really been excellent all season long, and I'm not too caught up with the idea you can't trust a rookie in a big spot, a guy who's proven himself all season. But at that point, they were just shedding towards their, because you had already kind of yanked Bummer from the game, you're starting to enter into the later in the game with higher intensity situations with some of your lower order options. So, yeah, I definitely thought that they were inefficient. I don't want to take it easy on either side, because I thought that was not necessarily a weak group, but that they still wind up getting in key situations with weak points of their bullpen just because of they kind of went beyond aggression to a little bit of just, you know, a little panicky.
I was more than a little. I was disappointed to see Rodon because we knew that he brought him into the game against Cleveland because he says, you know, we didn't want playoffs to be the first time we had to sort of see that. And he blew up that game, and he certainly helped to blow up this one. What am I missing as to why it was okay for the Rodon we've seen this year to be that guy in that moment?
I don't think you're really missing anything, because I think the logic of what he gave us in Cleveland of I'd rather find out that he's not suited for this sort of drop-in situation now than in the playoffs, that falls apart when he then does it in the playoffs, right? So
yep.
I don't really see a ground to stand on. And, I don't know what his future is with the club, but, I wouldn't expect it to be a situation where he's shown you in this limited time that he can kind of be that lockdown guy in the bullpen. So I don't know why in an elimination game that was necessarily trusted to be. It doesn't seem like he had really gotten comfortable yet in that kind of role, or shown you that he was comfortable in that kind of role. Like, so I don't think he had kind of Renteria talked about wanting to put down any kind of early Oakland rallies, and that's why he threw the kitchen sink at the situation, from essentially the first inning on. And I think he was saying that he wanted to see the offense break it open before he got more leisurely, where you see guys get full innings or see guys get multiple innings. I didn't feel like the game had gotten to a situation where you could see, I don't think people would necessarily blanch if the White Sox had a 4-run lead and they had Rodon get 2 innings in the back of it. But that situation never really came up. It was still extremely high leverage, and he was being dropped in the middle of that. So it didn't seem like the right place in the hierarchy for him to come up.
When is Garrett Crochet getting an MRI?
I would imagine today. We haven't heard anything about it. I imagine it'd be part of Riton's postmortem to kind of assess where he's at. They sounded a more optimistic tone post game, but I don't think the 11th overall pick leaves with forearm tightness and MRI results. I don't know. That should be an almost automated process at this point, but I would suspect that's happening today or tomorrow.
Yeah, I would never share and evince any optimism whatsoever when a guy throws 100 miles an hour, all of a sudden his arm hurts and they have to do diagnostics on him. I've got no room for optimism, but maybe that's just me. Big picture question for you here, and I found this a little odd, and maybe it's just me, but for much of this season, when there would be a cutaway to the dugout, Ricky Renteria would be sitting in one spot and Don Cooper would be sitting in a different spot. And I always found that a little odd that they weren't sort of in lockstep and constantly having a dialogue as a game is going on. We'd also heard over the years that Don Cooper had developed this sort of private pitching fiefdom where that was just his side of things. It was like, Mike Ditka and Buddy Ryan with the offense and the defense. Recently, they've been sitting near each other more. But what do you know about that relationship and how that informs pitching usage in some of these decisions?
It's definitely a situation where he defers to Cooper in terms of, what the usage is for everybody or what the capability of people's are. I don't know if I could say fiefdom or have that level of insight in it, but it's definitely a level of autonomy where ultimately it does feel like it's Cooper kind of directing, the hierarchy of the pitching staff or who can go in what role and who is ready for what. When you take the job and a guy has been in the pitching coach role for over a decade, I think that's kind of an assumption of Renteria's role that he kind of has to defer to him to that degree. But as far as tension or division in that relationship, I couldn't really speak to that or profess to know some specific insight. Certainly neither one of them has ever expressed it. But, I definitely think it's Cooper and Hassler's show as far as managing that. It's not like they hired an ex-pitching coach and he has some, big input into the direction of that division of the roster.
You used the word should when you said the front office should strive for more this winter. Do you think they will? And if so, when and how?
I'm really skeptical because every team is, cutting back or every team has experienced revenue loss and the White Sox have already done their in-staff layoffs. So it's certainly harder to say I think this team is going to go get George Springer. Than it would have been, 12 months ago before all this happened. And you know, they're talking about how they had an economic plan for, you know, investing throughout the their contention window. It definitely seemed a lot more realistic when they're knocking off all the boxes on their checklist, you know, last offseason and being really aggressive that they would continue to that this offseason. But now I don't know. Now it seems a lot more like, until they prove otherwise, that they're going to be on the level of not this, you know, bringing back Nomar Mazara, but on that same idea of like, well, let's find a guy post-hype who's, you know, in his arm years who could be productive in this role or could upgrade right field. It's hard to just say at this point that the White Sox are going to just outbid the field for the best right fielder on the market, because I would suspect that there'll be kind of cutbacks to their vision the way the rest of the league is having, if not more.
When it comes to adding talent to the roster, filling some of these holes, like you say, or contemplating a managerial change, I'm surprised that they wouldn't be informed by what's happening with the other team that they own. You know, maybe Jerry and Michael Reinsdorf could have an illuminating conversation, because the Bulls aren't stopping for a second. That they're completely reshaping a front office and having an entirely new coaching staff and getting different eyes on their core of players, and we don't even know how it's going to trickle down to what they think about the roster. But I would think the same sensibility as to an opportunity to meet the times, to get with modernity a little bit, should inform them on the baseball side as well.
Yeah, I just I don't think they kind of hit that same rock bottom that the Bulls had, where it finally kind of instituted this kind of full bore change, you know, after years of it being called for. You know, this is a team where the last two managers who left pretty much, you know, asked out by the end of it. And I don't think that, you know, runs a good clubhouse and the players like him, but, you know, the tactics make us scratch our heads. That hasn't been a threshold that's produce change in the past of the team, and it's not a manager who doesn't have front office support. So I don't feel like that kind of same thrust for an absolute full cleanse is coming. They definitely have more analytically minded coaches and consultants in the organization that I feel like there's a good chance we see some of that influence through in the next year or so. But I don't see this sort of the same push toward, you know, this is broken, we need to just, you know, flush it, that you see across town or on Madison Street.
What did it mean that Luis Robert had a slight uptick near the end of the season? Obviously a memorable home run, but it looked like something was coming back a little bit to him, perhaps too late. But are you optimistic that he's gone through, or is at least the arrow is pointed up out of the usual adjustment period?
I'm very bullish on there. I would say that if we had a normal season, we're talking about Luis Robert probably winning Rookie of the Year and saying like, oh, I remember we're halfway through the season where he hit the rookie wall and had a slump for months, 5 weeks, and then was pretty much pretty good the rest of the time. I think that's probably the trajectory we're on. I mean, he went through a normal period at the start where, you know, he was just being bombarded with breaking balls, and I thought he was probably better prepared for it than Eloy Jimenez was last year, and then went through his month slump where the approach switched on again and threw off his timing and got him in between. But yeah, I thought the last 2 days of the Cubs series that he was kind of looking more, you know, hitter-ish to bring off a old school term that doesn't really mean anything. And then I thought he had a good series overall through Oakland. So yeah, I think in a normal year he would have had a strong second half for right about now, and we'd be talking about him overtaking Kyle Lewis and how he's going to be a fixture for years to come. I really don't have major doubts with Luis Robert, you know, even though I sort by swing and strike rate on Fangraphs and, you know, my eyes pop out a little bit, but I think the talent is pretty undeniable.
Lastly, can we stop the White Sox from getting hurt on the base paths while sliding, or, you know, McCann sliding over a base, or Moncada, you know, jamming his hand, you know, Leury Garcia? We wouldn't bring out the old, like the whatever, that old sliding tarp they used to use, because you just hate to see man games lost to something mundane like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for Eloy's sake, he did say he rounded, he tweaked it rounding third. It was how it hurt, which I think the joke I had was that the offense was slumping so bad at that point that Eloy saw a chance to score and, you know, hurt himself rushing home. But, yeah, I the one question I wish that we had gotten Leury Garcia since this is the second time in his career he basically had a huge window of playing opportunity ruined by a head-first slide. Is this going to be the thing that finally gets you off of it? Maybe it just needs to be a situation like Luis Robert with his oven mitt, that they just need to build the tools to prevent these guys from getting hurt and sliding, rather than you can ever really coach it out of them, because it doesn't seem like that message is being taken in.
James Fegan, thanks so much for being a part of our Sox coverage on The Score throughout the year. Really appreciate your work.
Oh, my pleasure.
That is James Fegan of The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at JRFegan. Cubs are at Wrigley Field. They are talking. They are preparing for a 1 o'clock first pitch, trying to keep their season alive behind Yu Darvish. We have the lineup that is in, and we also have David Ross, who just finished up meeting with reporters, and we are going to bring that session to you in its entirety so you can hear once again on a game day from the Cubs manager, perhaps for the last time this season. David Ross, next on The Score.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for game two of the wild card round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are Chicago's official radio home for the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Damon Amendolara with your Radio.com Sports Minute. There's a pair of college football coaches that have pressure on them already, and it's just the first week of October, and they both reside in Texas. And it's Jimbo Fisher and Tom Herman, who both make a lot of money from football mad institutions and football crazy conferences. But are they actually elite coaches? For Jimbo, A&M is coming off a sloppy, sunken effort against Vanderbilt, where they were favored by 31 and won by 5. Tomorrow they go to Alabama. Will they prove to be anything more than a pushover for the Tide? For Herman and UT, they're 12-point favorites against TCU, which is interesting because they needed a minor miracle to beat Texas Tech last week. And Gary Patterson owns the Longhorns. He's won 5 of 6 against UT. But Texas is the only Big 12 playoff contender left. Are they anything more than a big name that's going to stub their toe inevitably? All eyes on a prove-it week in the state of Texas. This is Damon Amendolara.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. And now save up to $700 on select new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Today, meet Sue and Tom, happily married and about to close on their first home when COVID-19 hit mid-March. Sue and Tom called David because they were concerned about purchasing a home with so much uncertainty surrounding the economy. And David answered their questions. He assured them Team Hochberg would cancel their loan if they didn't feel comfortable purchasing at this time. And he recommended they talk it over and call him back in the morning. Sue and Tom called the next morning and they thanked David for answering their questions honestly and for not pressuring them into purchasing the home. If you are purchasing a home and you'd like to work with a lender who will always look out for your financial best interest, especially during these challenging economic times like Team Hochberg helped Sue and Tom, call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Listen to the two-hour I'm Listening special right now at imlistening.org. The special features in-depth discussion with members of TLC, Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, Luke Combs, DJ Khaled, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing. For details and more information, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
You're listening to the Dan Bernstein Show. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias, Dimas.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Chicago Cubs, a big thank you to all the healthcare workers, first responders, and those working at essential businesses who are keeping us safe, healthy, and happy during these very trying times. We're all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for your hard work.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just want to say the biggest thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
Behind every company, there's a time-tested engine keeping it moving. By earning your accounting degree online from Grand Canyon University, you could advance your career by identifying business efficiencies and building business models. Become a core team member by keeping business on budget and on track to success. What did you think accounting careers look like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Game planning for 10 pitches is probably pretty fun for him. It would be a lot for me, but it's cool to watch him go out there, and he almost, it's almost like an artist. He almost creates a painting every time he pitches, you know, like, hey, my slider's not working today, so we're going to go with my nasty split, or this pitch that I invented 2 weeks ago that we don't have a name for that he throws and makes people look stupid on. So he's such a unique talent because he's able, you don't see guys with the ability to make the ball go both ways with the effectiveness that he does all the time. And that's a really special gift to have.
That's John Lester on his teammate Yu Darvish. Darvish has the mound today, and if the Cubs can stave off elimination, it will be that man, John Lester, on the Wrigley Field mound tomorrow afternoon. Your Cubs starting lineup, this looks pretty much like what it was yesterday, if I remember correctly. Ian Happ leads off. He's in center field. Anthony Rizzo is at first base, batting second. Wilson Contreras, the designated hitter. Kyle Schwarber is the cleanup hitter, playing left field. Chris Bryant drops to fifth, plays third. Jason Hayward in right. Javier Baez is at short. David Bote, the second baseman, and Victor Caratini is the caddy catching for Yu Darvish. Their manager, David Ross, had his regular pregame Zoom media session. Could be the last one of the year, so let's give it a listen.
Rossi, I'll start off. I'll ask what I asked Schwarber. With the news of the day that really nobody can ignore, the president getting COVID and his wife and everybody around, a lot of people around him, Does it make anything you guys have done this year kind of hit home? You know, the magnitude of this, what baseball's taken on, what you guys have taken on. I think at one point you said you'd be proud of these guys this year, no matter how it finishes. And I always took that to mean kind of part of this side of it. Any of that?
Yeah. I didn't think that was going to be my first question today. I think like, until you're in this kind of environment that these guys have been put in and we're all in here, it's really, you know, the outside, being outside of this kind of environment or bubble, if you want to call it, and what all these guys have gone through throughout this year is just really special. This was, I think, to everybody that has gone through this baseball season, probably you guys included, understand the difficulties that have and the challenges that everybody's been under this year and you know, whether it's mental or physical, I think it definitely has been one of the harder seasons. You know, I can't speak from experience because this is my first one as a manager, but talking to some other managers, this is and GM, this has been one of the most difficult seasons in baseball history. So I'm very proud of these guys for that and being responsible and being accountable to one another. I think that's what it talks about, the character of the group that's in the room. So yeah, when I say that, how proud I am of these guys and what they've accomplished in the midst of all this and staying safe is I'm very proud of.
Hey, a quick follow up to that, and I know we got to get to baseball stuff, but baseball's talking about putting fans in the stands in Texas and at the NLCS and World Series under these circumstances and where some of the numbers are these days. I mean, especially now with this in our face, is that the right thing to do?
That's above my pay grade. I think what I will say, Gordon, is I think we do miss the fans. Like there's definitely a strong sense of missing the fans, whether that's safer. I haven't looked at the numbers. I honestly haven't looked at COVID numbers in a while. So to speak on that, it would be very irresponsible of me, but we definitely miss the fans. I know Major League Baseball has gone above and beyond almost extremes to keeping everyone safe and making sure that everybody's following protocol. I mean, the list of things that we have to kind of go through is pretty long and invasive. So I have a lot of confidence that if they allow fans back in, they're going to do it with a lot of safety precautions in place.
Kyle said when word got out that yesterday's game was being postponed, that some of the players got together to use some of that time to look over some additional scouting reports. Was that something that was player initiated?
Yesterday, because of some of the conference calls I was on, I did not get into the hitters meeting that I'm usually in. So I poked my head in there and let them know the game was canceled. But I didn't get a chance to be around those guys a whole lot with some of the interactions I was having with MLB. So that's the first I've heard of that. But I know these guys were here late and, you know, with just being across the street with nothing to do. It's that was no secret either. I think me and a lot of the coaches were here till super late as well. Just, you know, we only got a hotel room to go back to. So this is a pretty nice place to hang out.
Ross, what was your reaction to the game being banged, and how far along was Darvish in his preparation?
He hadn't gotten worked up yet, I don't believe. I think he was just starting his normal routine. When I talked to him, he didn't seem like he had gotten any kind of lather going or sweat yet. So I think he was maybe very early. I mean, the mental preparation starts way before you get here. So I'm sure that had happened already. And then what was the first part of that? Oh, what did I think about the delay? You know, the weather's the weather. I listen to my bosses in Major League Baseball when it comes to that stuff. And I definitely was glad that they were erring on the side of caution with, with what happened the other night with the Yankee game. And then like knowing how important, Yu Darvish is and his length of start. Like, I was obviously in favor of being cautious.
Rossi, from your prior experience, how did you stay positive? How does your group stay positive with, an elimination game in front of you? Do you just stay busy and work and try to block it out?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I just look at it differently than everybody else, but like, the nerves and excitement are what we come to work for and what we play for. And like the expectations and the, coming in every day, like it is an elimination game. We got to win today. So like, that's exciting. That's like, let's get it, boys. Let's go. Like, these guys that we've worked all year to be in this situation, to be a part of the postseason, and first game didn't work out for us. So that, that's baseball. You're going to lose some games. So, you gotta kind of get your head on straight and come in and be the same guy. I don't think I would, you can't change now. Like I try to be a positive person and come in with a good attitude and make sure I'm doing what I can to help the group. And I hadn't seen any change in my players. They're all coming to work. And like I said, these guys have been down before, and you just come in and do the best you can. There's no attitude change for me.
David, I know you have to get through today, but with the extra days, any chance Hendricks would be prepping for tomorrow for any sort of use?
I know that could be an option. I've talked to him. If something got crazy, we've got enough arms for tomorrow.
Hey, Dave Roberts expressed his displeasure over players being interviewed during games. You've been on both sides of this as a manager and as a former analyst. Do you feel strongly one way or another on this?
I've watched some of that. I understand. I'll take the easy way out. I don't have a preference either way. Yeah. I mean, TV's carrying the day right now. You're trying to interact with the fans, some of it's to me a little awkward in game, players just talking to themselves out there. It's just a little bit of distracting. If I'm the shortstop and I hear my third baseman over there chatting it up and talking some things, it might be a little distracting. I was in TV. I understand how important that is for them. There's a balance there, I guess. I like it in spring training and that stuff. I think it goes off, but it takes a special player to be able to do that, I think, in game and want to do that. So to each his own, I guess. It opens an avenue for criticism, I think, if something were to go wrong with that player that he's trying to do something for the fans and the backlash if there's a moment there of just making a mistake, which happens in baseball all the time, whether you have an earpiece in or not, opens up a lot of criticism. So I understand Dave's position, but I also have done TV. So yeah, I'm gonna play it right down the middle. Is that all right?
Hey, whatever pays the bills.
Speaking my language, Gonzo.
Do you agree that yesterday's game could have been played?
Paul, I didn't even go outside, so I have no idea. I was in here till 6 o'clock, I think. I went back. Dinner was getting served. And when I walked out, there was water all over the concourse out there. So I really didn't even see. I haven't been on Twitter to learn if everybody was saying it should have been played or not. So I have no idea.
That's exactly what they were saying.
Is that what they're saying? Yeah. Well, I'm glad that I don't make that decision. That's weather is very, especially around here, around with the lake and everything I've seen in my time here in Chicago. It's very unpredictable. I think we all know that. And I think the last thing we want in a postseason game that affects the outcome of a championship eventually that we were in a long delay and we put players' health at risk and starting and stopping guys. And now's the time you're going to push your players a little bit more. And like those kind of decisions are hard decisions for long-term health and safety of players. And the fact that Major League Baseball was responsible enough and cautious enough to respect the players and their health and the integrity of this game, I think speaks volumes to how important the postseason is to everybody. And so, you know, like I said, I'm not a weatherman, but there's a lot more, I think, that goes into that than just like, we know it's going to rain or we think it's going to rain and what those windows and consequences look like.
That's David Ross, Cubs manager. They want the pressure. They want the nervousness. This is what you play for, and they certainly have it as we inch closer to game time. And the local call is always right here for however many games are left. If you don't like the national broadcast, you can listen to Pat and Ron as always here on Sports Radio 670. Next up, we'll hear from Kyle Schwarber, a player's perspective on what today's game means and where their mental state is right now. So Kyle Schwarber, you'll hear from him next on The Score.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for game two of the wild card round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are Chicago's official radio home for the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Look at your credit card debt and look at the interest rate that you're paying, because there are some bloated and ugly numbers out there, like 19.5% APR for a lot of credit card debt. You don't have to pay that. You can save money with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream right now is offering a loan from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. And it's a fixed rate. It doesn't go up over the life of the loan. It's 100% online. You don't have to leave your house to apply. Your loan can be from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees, and it's fast. You can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. And the difference between 19.5 and 5.95, that's all your money, money in your pocket. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's what they deliver. Here's what a very satisfied customer said. So we heard about this on a radio show we listened to, and we checked into it. It was a really easy process to apply for once we decided to commit, and we have been pleased with everything so far. You will be too, and you can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get the discount is by going to lightstream.com/Dan B. I'll spell it out, LightStream.com/Dan B. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Dan B for more information.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So the weather is just all over the place lately, right? One day it's hot, and the next day it's windy for a while. It's like, make up your mind already. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
Does this place look haunted?
No, I don't think so.
What about those two creepy girls?
Come stay with us.
That is truly frightening.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's great service. With Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Want to see our room?
We're gonna sleep in the car now.
Happy Geico-ing. Switch today for 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price of participation may vary.
Attention business owners. Listen carefully to this important message. Are you tired of struggling with monthly bookkeeping or always being behind? Maybe you're fed up with paying your CPA ridiculously high hourly rates for subpar services. At FinancePal, we know your pain. We're small business owners who understand your tax and accounting needs. At FinancePal, we take over your books and design a program custom tailored to fit your needs. Whether it's bookkeeping, payroll, bill pay, inventory tracking, or taxes, we have you covered. We handle some or all of these services for one flat, affordable, low monthly fee. Stop worrying about your books and drowning in paperwork. Let us worry while you focus on growing your business. The setup is easy, and we give you the tools and technology to make your monthly finances streamlined and organized. Call now at 800-211-7885 for a free business assessment. That's 800-211-7885. 800-211-7885. Finance Pal, the only friend your business needs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It would mean we got a chance to keep our season going, for one. But that would be awesome. Awesome for us. I think, you know, tomorrow is something we have to focus on tomorrow, but it's definitely a situation where you're going to see, you know, it's a do or die. So postseason baseball, you know, do or die. It's kind of whole staff, but even more so in this scenario here with the best of three, with off day or so or whatever to travel. So to get Johnny out there to pop it off, to show his leadership, to lead by example, that's something I'm looking forward to have happen. But we got to take care of business today first.
That's Jason Hayward. He is in the lineup today, as is Kyle Schwarber, his teammate. Jason Hayward talked yesterday. Kyle Schwarber talked just a few moments ago. And this was the question and answer session that he had on Zoom with the Cubs beat reporters.
Kyle, how did the group look at the day off, and how profitable was it for you guys as far as getting some extra work done?
You know, obviously that was not ideal to, you know, everyone's kind of coming into the field, getting ready to the roll, get off the field for batting practice, and, you know, we're banged. But I think it was a good little reboot offset, you know, just get recharged here and have a really good mindset coming into today. And focusing on what we need to do for today to make sure that we can keep extending this thing.
Hey, Kyle, it's kind of hard to ignore what's going on in the country, especially today when we found out the president, his wife, and a lot of people close to them have tested positive for this virus, and even some of them showing symptoms. When you see that, does it hit home what you guys have been able to pull off this year, and maybe even that you know, some of the right decisions were made in taking this thing maybe as seriously as you did?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure that there has been throughout the country, I mean, it's hard not to say there isn't speculation on this thing. And for us personally, in this organization, we know how real it is. You know, it affected, you know, a couple of our staff members in the shutdown, and to hear their stories and to be able to, know this is real. And I think that we were able to put ourselves in a really good spot just because we were able to lean off experiences and also know that we want to get to, you know, where we want to be at the end of the year. And to see, obviously, the president there and his and the first lady get it, you think that's just not possible just because it's the president and the first lady. And there's, you know, supposed to be the people out there that are probably the most safe people in the United States, and they get it. You know, I think it's just a showing to the world, you know, that this is real. And I think that we can look at ourselves in the mirror and be really proud of ourselves, knowing that we took care of each other. We took care of ourselves. We took care of our families. We made sacrifices, and we should be really happy where we're at.
Hey, a quick follow-up to that. I mean, you get a room full of people from all over the place. In the very beginning, I think you said something about speculation on this. In the very beginning, was there a little bit of back and forth on just how much needed to be done and how many sacrifices needed to be made?
I wouldn't say on our side. You know, I think that, you know, once you saw all the sports kind of getting shut down, and with all these positive tests coming up, and, well, they were getting shut down because of the virus. But then, you know, who was the first sport that came back? What was it, like soccer? And it wasn't soccer. It was, I forget, was it basketball? I remember there was like someone, they tried to restart, then the positive test came up, then they got shut down. And, you know, that's when you're like, oh, you know, this is real. But there wasn't any speculation on our side. We all knew that we needed to be safe because it was going to impact us. It would impact our family members. Could impact people outside of our organization if we were able to, you know, knock on wood, if we were supposed to get it and give it to someone else. It just wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be okay. But we made sure that we took it upon ourselves to make sure that we were being smart and know that we need to take care of each other.
They're talking about putting fans in the seats for the CSs and or at least the NLCS and the World Series. Should they scrap that plan based on some of this and maybe even some of the numbers we've seen leading up to this?
Yeah, I'll leave that up to Major League Baseball, and I'm sure the Players Union and also you know, the government, you know. It's up to them. I mean, I'm not a politician or a person who wants to make those type of decisions. If it was me, I'd probably lean over safety more than anything else. But I'm glad I don't make these calls.
I got back to baseball.
Thank you.
After the game was banged, did you have and your teammates have more time to look at reports, scouting reports, and you just go back to the hotel and live life in the bubble?
Yeah, you know, that was kind of the thing there. After batting practice, you know, we were able all to get together and do some scouting reports. So this isn't us taking anything lightly. You know, this is an elimination game for us, and we got to do everything we can to fight, scratch, claw to get a run across, multiple runs across to support our staff here and put them in a good position to feel really comfortable out there and do their thing, you know, and that's what we want to do. And we're going to do our best. I wanted to say something else, but do our best to make sure that we get that done.
Hey, Kyle, during the workout the other day, we saw the video you played for John Lester. Just how did that come together, and what has he meant to you over the years?
That was a Anthony Rizzo idea, which I loved. And we were like, we got to do this video. And, you know, it was just kind of a funny thing just for John and, you know, myself. You know, I'm glad that I'm able to make fun of myself. It'd be able to do that because, you know, John's meant a lot to me, you know, since I came up at 15, the guy who just took me under his wing and was able to show me what it's like to be a professional baseball player and how to act on the field, how to act off the field, how to compete, how to, you know, never quit, see his charitable contributions off the field, a great family man, things like that. You know, those are things that I always look up to John. And to be able to, you know, it's no secret I've made a couple whoopsies out there when John's pitched. And, you know, I wish they got me with the Joey Votto one in Cincinnati. Then Suarez hits the about 400 and something foot homer after, and John didn't want to look at me. But you know, it was just a little funny moment to just go out there and just show, you know what, this is I want to show my appreciation towards you, and you know, hopefully get a little laugh out of it.
Kyle, at the beginning of spring training, people were talking about KB and Javi, and then someone asked you kind of about free agency, and you said, like, do I look like a guy who worries about the future? And I was just curious, how do you kind of look at the future now that you're kind of closer, all the stuff that's happened between now and then, your own personal kind of free agency coming up? How would you kind of describe that?
You should probably ask me that this time next year when I guess that's going to matter. Because right now I really don't care. I'm just out here trying to win baseball games and trying to put our team in a good spot. You know, I mean, whatever comes. And, it's no secret. The moment for everyone's going to be here, before we know it, from not everyone, but from most of some of these individuals. And, you know, I think that if you were to ask them today, they would kind of give you the same thing that, you know what, we want to go out here. We want to put our team in a really good spot today to be able to extend this thing for tomorrow. And, but I'm, like I said, I'm not a guy who's going to look into the future. And I'm just going to focus on one thing at a time. I already got a bunch of gray hairs on my head just because I think a lot about baseball. I don't need this in my mind, too.
Kyle Schwarber, there is a lot going on in this world right now, but one thing I can tell you that would make it all better is that if he and his teammates for the next couple days started hitting a lot of baseballs out onto the street and up into the stands and into the basket and anywhere else where fielders can't get it and it counts for runs. That is the name of this game, and I'm hoping we get to see and hear some more of that today and then tomorrow. Thanks to our guests today. Russ Dorsey, always terrific. Anthony Herron with his hour-long Friday pre-Bears appearance. And James Fegan, one of the smartest people covering baseball in this town, who covers the Sox for The Athletic. Thanks to Brian Gertsch for handling our video feed. Thanks to Jay Zawoski, our executive producer. And thanks to Ray Diaz for being the glue that holds all of this together. I certainly hope that we've got more upcoming Cubs baseball to talk about on Monday, but I know we're going to have another rip-roaring Bears affair to discuss on what is always our Bears Monday as well. So one more time, let's do this with Cubs pregame coming your way straight ahead on The Score.
The playoffs are here, Cubs fans.
The Cubs with a massive celebration.
Pat Hughes here, and for the first time ever, if you're in the Chicagoland area, stream the Cubs taking on the Marlins in the wild card round, live and free through the radio.com app. And of course, always listen here on 670 The Score. It's Cubs versus Marlins in the wild card round of the playoffs.
Listen to this crowd.
Right here on 670 The Score. And if you live in the Chicagoland area, on any mobile device through the radio.com app. Download it now.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10/4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price participation.